Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're free. We like to rock. We love Patron.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. And when you hear this song, you know that it's the beginning of a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday. Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and now you can buy it at Virginia ABC stores. Shout out to Scotty's. We haven't even shouted Scotty out yet because it's been a pretty busy morning.
Yeah. What's up, Scotty?
What's up, Scotty?
We got to get in there on the Friday so we can see Scotty. You got product.
Yeah. We got to make that one happen. Jeff, call again. He's ready. In just a moment, we're going to be joined by Joe Maloney from the American Gaming Association. Obviously, this NBA betting scandal thing is crazy, but like for me, one of the big reasons I want to talk to Maloney is he will have the answers to like what really happened. Like, what are the actual allegations? Not like the crazy rumors kind of surrounding this, but like, you know, what is incredibly dumb to me is if these dudes are throwing all these bets in on FanDuel or DraftKings or whatever, where they know it's like highly regulated. All right. Yeah. Joe Maloney joining us now from American Gaming Association. Maloney, what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
What's up, brother?
We are trying to make sense of all the news that came out yesterday. Can we start at square one and you tell us what the FBI is alleging at this point?
Sure. Two different sets of charges, 34 indicted across both. One was a vast, almost sensationalized type Hollywood script around illegal poker and illegal gambling in poker specifically. Mm-hmm. Down to, we're talking Italian crime families, Cosa Nostra, Bonanno, Genovese. Truly remarkable stuff. And in that set of charges, one of the more high-profile individuals implicated and was allegedly taking part in the activity was Portland Trailblazers and NBA Hall of Famer Chauncey Billups. The other set of charges was around slightly associated and overlapping criminal ring that was involved in specifically the integrity of outcomes in the National Basketball Association with a very high-profile athlete implicated and charged in compromising the integrity of the game and for various charges related to that, and that was Terry Rozier. So slightly related in terms of criminal rings, but totally two sets of different charges. But again, I just think it's important to point out that this was all illegal and criminal activity, okay? Mm-hmm. And to the extent that this activity was taking place, particularly with a set of charges involving Terry Rozier, on a legal sports book, we can talk about what happens and how this investigation ensues. But that's what we had today. Certainly a sad day. But I'd also been reminding folks over the last 24 hours. It was definitely an FAFO kind of day when it comes to gambling. And if you're doing it illegally, I mean, Director Patel showing up for that press conference was like sort of like nearly breathtaking in terms of the gravity he was giving this moment. And federal law enforcement is really not screwing around about this anymore.
But the thing of it is, the question I wonder is why. I understand they're both illegal, but illegals, poker and sports betting, are two totally different things. Why would they announce them both the same? Because they had people confused the whole day.
Yeah, that's a good question, B. Mitch. I think it's due to the fact that the Eastern District of New York was bringing the charges, and I think it was due to the fact that there's some cross-pollination between each of the sets of charges. So, you know, if you're someone like me sitting here at the AGA, would have certainly preferred those to be separated out, because it is a little bit confusing. You know, there's not a day goes by, B. Mitch, where there aren't multiple stories about local law enforcement busting up some illegal gambling operation. And it's everything as innocent as a fake or phony slot machine in the back of a bar to organized crime, you know, in enclaves, usually of much larger cities, holding illegal poker games and such. So that's very much a thing in society, and law enforcement is too, because that type of activity attracts criminals. What happened within the legal sportsbook sense, and what happened with the sports betting relating charges, is something that we are seeing as players and club employees and sometimes team staff and club executives or league officials get ensnared and break gambling violations, right? Mm-hmm. But this is different. This was allegedly an NBA player that was actually he wasn't betting illegally pursuant to a gambling policy with the NBA. He was actually breaking the law. And so that's the gravity of this moment is very different than, you know, the Cleveland Guardians pitcher serving a suspension for you know, an illegal bet, or for some of the instances we've seen in other sports.
Yeah, dude, the gravity of this thing is bananas. Honest question. The Portland plays tonight. Is Billups still their head coach?
No, he was immediately relieved of his duties.
The
commissioner announced yesterday that both Rozier and Billups were relieved of their duties.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Billups stuff is wild because, I mean, you named the mafia names there. That just seems like terrible news. Specifically, the NFL, and I know this because it's for the media as well, the NFL has gone to facial recognition for just about anybody that has access to the field on Sundays, to a locker room. And I think a lot of that is driven because they're probably sharing that information with casinos and like making sure they know who is able to access what, when, and where, right? Does the NBA have something similar? I don't know if you would know that either.
No, but ultimately, you know, again, after the Supreme Court paved the way for states to legalize this activity, immediately you saw legal sports books and the leagues go into business with one another. And what does that mean? Like, yes, there's revenue partnerships there, of course, but it also means the sharing of information, right?
Right.
Sharing data. They share an enormous amount of data, the sports books do, on betting activity and betting patterns and irregular betting activity. So to the extent that there is an inordinate amount being placed on some obscure statistical outcome for some random player, you can bet that the sports books are flagging that activity and they're sharing it with an integrity monitor who is sharing it with the league. And then the league determines whether or not to pursue an investigation. And if they pursue an investigation and they identify not just a violation of a gambling policy, but also a violation that's potentially criminal, it gets handed to law enforcement. And then what does law enforcement do? Law enforcement calls the legal sports books and says, hey, guys, we're going to need that information. And that stuff gets handed over immediately. And that's some of what you saw unearthed yesterday with the indictments. But to your question specifically, these partnerships, ultimately, the core of these partnerships is integrity, preserving, maintaining, and enhancing. And so that is why there are these no-fly lists, which no betting lists, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, guys, if you're an NFL employee, you need special permission to walk on a casino floor, and you are still barred from walking into a sportsbook. At FedEx Field, when we opened the Fanatics sportsbook, our general counsel only designated 5 individuals throughout our entire club that were permitted to step foot in that sports book. And if you had a reason to walk into that sports book and you weren't one of those 5 people, you needed special permission from the general counsel, who had to go to the league to advocate for that permission. That's why 2 years ago when they had the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, the teams just said, screw it. We're staying out in Henderson. We're getting far away from the strip, right? Mm-hmm. And so because of these rules, like these rules are in place. We had our trade show 2 weeks ago in Las Vegas. Multiple executives from the professional leagues came because there's an education track and there's conferences. Again, they had to have special permission to stay at the Venetian where the expo was being held. And even then, they could not step foot into the sports book. The leagues take this stuff super, super seriously.
Let me ask you a question, though, Joe. All right, Terry Rozier, okay, it's a name. He's not a biggest name in basketball. How many people betting on him, on his props?
Well, consider 150.
I mean, I would think that's easy as hell to find out when something illegal going.
Some of this seems moronic.
Yeah, how many people are really betting on Terry Rozier, and then when you see a ton of money come in, somebody's saying something. That's stupid.
So this is what I say to that, like not Rozier specifically, but this is how I typically answer that question. Okay, so props and prop bets, and when you take prop bets and then you build parlays, this is actually a uniquely American concept, okay? And and there's a couple theories of this case here, okay? But specifically, our most popular sports tend to provide for robust individualized outcomes. The number of touchdowns, the number of catches, the number of three-pointers made, the number of assists. In a way that like global soccer community and mature European markets where soccer is the most popular sport don't have expansive individual statistical outcomes. So that's one reason, okay? And that's why prop bets are popular because there's this large opportunity to bet on certain types of outcomes based on the breadth and the volume of that specific activity. And then secondly, we as Americans, like we've been into individualized player performance for a long, long time, and that's fantasy sports. That's like even when I was a kid before there was the internet, my dad and I had a rotisserie baseball team that we would do through the Sporting News, and you would send in over snail mail like your player lineups, right? Like we've been at this for a long, long period of time, right? And so with fantasy football and with fantasy basketball and rotisserie baseball, suddenly now we are a populace that's has a very robust vocabulary and knowledge around individualized performances. And so in effect, it's more Beamish about, wow, like I see Rozier's getting 25, 30 minutes a night as, you know, as a steady backup or as a, you know, at that time, 2023, you're like, yeah, sure. Like I think he's going to have more than 10 assists tonight. Right. But you know it's pretty significant prop bet markets as far as volume and handle. All right.
So specifically with that, we're talking with our friend Joe Maloney from the American Gaming Association. Specific to the prop bets, like the way you can actually move a line without the way you can actually like impact, and clearly now we've seen players do this, multiple players in the NBA. Do the books have to make a decision on prop bets, whether that's maybe you no longer offer an under? It's only like you can bet on this dude to get over 13.5 points, but unders aren't offered. Do they have to change how player props are put together? Because you got major voices. Mike Florio's coming out and say you got to get rid of player props. Like,
Has an opinion? Mike Florio has an opinion on that? I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, he's got a few.
Trust me. I used to work at the Commanders. I'm aware.
Yeah, he's got lots of opinions about this place. But seriously, what has to happen with player props?
You're already seeing evidence of what I would call collaboration that only the legal market actually brings forward. So in the wake of the Jontay Porter incident, the NBA and the legal sports books, they had a discussion. And the result of that discussion was, hey, no more props on guys on two-way contracts. And that was a decision that was made. And so the thing I continue to point to is dialogue. And we are still 7 years into this experiment. And when you consider the number of betting markets, when you consider the volume of betting markets on individualized outcomes, it's enormous. And the fact is these incidences and these circumstances and these announcements, they make us uncomfortable. And it's a bad day for a sports fan. I'm not going to take that away from anybody. But we're actually doing a pretty damn good job. And when you consider that over the last 2 years and back-to-back years, the NFL has announced zero punishments in accordance with their gambling policies, something is going well over there. And we've got to continue to bring forward that kind of commitment to the NBA and to the NBA, to the NBA and the MLB that are currently struggling with this. But we are seeing evidence, JP, of evolving this behavior and reconsidering some of it. And so I point to that collaboration. Taking away unders might be something that comes forward in a conversation that the commissioners of the professional leagues have with legal sports books. And I just point to the legal market as the answer to this, okay? You know, the commissioner, Adam Silver, he was on the Pat McAfee show not even 24 hours before this announcement. And he, in his very articulate and eloquent way, said to Pat, the choice is not legal gambling or no gambling at all. The choice is legal gambling or illegal gambling. And he then went on for 5 minutes to pronounce the benefits of legal gambling and legal betting. That's going to be the trajectory of this. Where, what we do on the margins, as you pointed out, is where the discussion needs to focus on. But blanket prohibitions, it's just not something that's actually going to work. The end result in blanket prohibitions would be just a dumb product where the legal regulated market is just straight bets on wins and losses. And then suddenly you feel about your sports book the way you feel about, you know, your cable company or your energy company or your gas provider, which is just like not that great of a product and it seems kind of expensive. But over here in this nice, shiny digital storefront, illegal market, the corporate offshore sports books, they're there to take all that action, and that just can't be a solution. That's not a logical solution here.
Well, let me give you a prediction. College just passed a thing where these college athletes can bet on pro stuff. How soon before those guys are in the pros and feel like, okay, I can still bet?
If they want to play in the pros, they can't do it. It's going to cost them their job. So it's becoming increasingly clear that that's the whole thing. But again, I mean, I used this example when I was with the club, and it was, you know, the NFL gambling policy was in place, and I think they provided the appropriate room with certain restrictions, which is just like, why do I care if John Allen wants to place a bet on his Crimson Tide now that he's a professional? You shouldn't care, right? In this country, we're really not about taking liberties away from people, right? And so there are, though, rules. There are encumbrances, and there are things for the preservation of integrity. And when you're a professional athlete, you can't bet on your sport. You can't bet on your own team. You can't bet on your own performance, period. And we just got to continue to argue that case and prosecute that case with these players and in these clubhouses. The NFL's doing a good job, clearly, right? And we've just got to continue to do that work. But again, sad day for sports fans. But law enforcement did a hell of a job, put away some real bad guys yesterday, and a big punishment is about to be delivered to somebody potentially. And this should all serve as a warning sign to those athletes that would ever consider what you described there, B-Mitch.
Yeah. Joe, last thing from me. How?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Is this the end of this story? Or do you think we had Peter Rosenberg? We had Rosenberg on earlier, and he said, "What I'm really interested in is seeing how far these tentacles reach." And I think that's a really good term for it. Where do you think this goes?
Not going to speculate. Would obviously point to the attorney for Rozier, who came out with a pretty strong statement yesterday. The judicial process will play out. You know, the NCAA made, you know, a public announcement on various violations recently about activity in a certain portion of the state involving some mid-major basketball teams. We've just got a lot of work to do here, you know, in terms of the legal market and continuing to point to illegal market actors and to criminal rings. And so I can't speculate on the current case because I just have very little knowledge of it. But, you know, I think the work continues to continue to, like I said, prosecute this case that, you know, legal regulated sports betting is actually a solution. It's doing its job. And yesterday there was the result of criminals doing bad things, not legal sports books, you know, or even just culturally the momentum around the expansion of legal wagering.
All right, man.
All right, Joe.
We appreciate your time,
appreciate
you,
brother.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Travel safe to KC.
All right, man.
Will do, man. That's Joe Maloney, American Gaming Association. You can follow him. Always good information from Joe, at Joey Maloney on Twitter. Sharp guy. Understandably, the American Gaming Association is not interested in getting rid of prop bets because that's a huge part of their revenue. But I do wonder what, if any, I mean, honestly, the no prop bets for two-way players, duh. Like, that makes good sense.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be a tricky thing in the NBA because it's got the most statistics and a lot of guys playing. You got to watch it.
The question I asked to him, though, is like, college players can bet on pro stuff now. Those two are going to be playing in the pros. And you know how people think, well, I was able to do it then.
It is a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday on B. Mitch and Finley. Joining us now for a World Series preview is the head baseball coach at the University of Maryland, friend of the program, Mr. Matt Swope. You can follow Swope at MattSwope19. What's up, dude? How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good, man.
We are good, dude. Excited for this World Series. Watching Shohei has been incredible.
That is unbelievable.
Dodgers are obviously heavy favorites in this thing. What does L.A. What do you think when you watch this Dodgers team? They are just so loaded.
I mean, well, first of all, they got four Hall of Famers on one team. I don't know if there's a – that would be a while if you could try to find a team with four Hall of Famers and three are in the lineup. But I think the thing that's going to be the difference, they're just starting pitching is so deep. I think all four of the guys that they're going to run out there would be number ones on the Orioles or the Nats right now. You know what I mean? So I think that the depth of the starting pitching – the lineup just keeps coming at you, and obviously they have, you know, the experience from the manager that's been there. They're supposed to be there, and all those types of things.
I mean, when you look at that lineup, dude. So the four Hall of Famers is Shohei, Freeman, Kershaw. Who am I missing?
Mookie.
Oh, Mookie. Betts. Yeah, jeez.
Yeah.
and dude, the guy Yamamoto's outrageous.
You can't really pitch around him.
I mean, Snell's been phenomenal for them. Even, like, further down their lineup, like, the dude Teoscar Hernandez just hits bombs. What, if anything, is the Dodgers' weakness?
I mean, I think the only thing you're trying to do if you're the Blue Jays is you're trying to get into that pen, right? So, I mean, I think both teams can be got in the bullpen. But right now, I mean, I think the Dodgers have the lowest starting pitching ERA in postseason history, so they're just on a heater right now. So if you can get in the bullpen, maybe you hold a guy to one or two runs over five or six, and you can get them out of their fifth or sixth, like they can be gotten the bullpen. But besides that, I mean, you're going to have someone like, you know, whether it's Vlad or you're going to have Springer, you're going to have some of those stars really have to take over in some of these games, like they did coming down 2-0 with Seattle. So it's like I said, the Dodgers don't have a lot of weaknesses, but you're going to try to grind it out and get into that pen.
The Blue Jays, I mean, when you look at it, you see all those people on the Dodgers. Do the Blue Jays have enough to possibly have an upset here in this World Series?
Yeah, I think the only I think what you're looking at, if you're really trying to break it down, they have to try to split one of the first two games, right? Try to give them some momentum. If they go down 2-0 like they did in the ALCS, I mean, I think it's curtains after that. So, and I think it's interesting too when you're looking at Yesavage. I think he's starting game one, so you have a rookie. I mean, think about this: you're having Yesavage start. He has more postseason starts than he has regular MLB starts. I mean, it's just like, oh, wow. I don't know if we've never seen that before, and he's going to be starting projected in game one, game four, and game seven if it went that far. But what he does have, he's got this kind of what seems to be like a rising fastball, and he comes from a really, really tough slot that can give some guys some problems because his splitter is so good. So if you can somehow sneak and steal some momentum from someone like him, I mean, they have Gausman, they have Bieber, and they have Scherzer. I don't know what the order is. I don't even think they've announced the rest of their order, but they're going to have to try to split and just ride that momentum. I will say, though, you know, when you're not expected to do anything, if they can find this kind of freedom of failure and just like nothing to lose mentality, I mean, everybody's expecting the Dodgers to win. The pressure's on them. They kind of had some early exits the past 2 years, so I would say, like, trying to just put the pressure on and then see what we got if they can stretch the series out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, as good as the Dodgers are, the Blue Jays did win more games than them over the course of the regular season. The Blue Jays do have, you know, home field. What do we not know about Toronto? Like, how does Toronto win this thing?
Vlad.
Yeah. I mean, no, I think they grind it out, right? So if you look at their lineup, that, you know, they don't punch a lot. They led the whole Major League Baseball in comeback wins. They had 49 comeback wins, the most in the major leagues. So they play the game right, and obviously they have some star power, and they found some momentum with Yesavage. With that, their bullpen is a problem. So, you know, their bullpen's been a problem over the course of the past couple of years, and even this year. So I think they just have to ride the momentum, and you know, you're going to need Vlad to do what he's done in the postseason. If they can steal a few games, they can make it interesting for sure, just because they're type of a grinded-out lineup that'll wear on you a little bit.
I can't believe that's the same Kevin Gausman that played for the O's, right?
Yeah, drafted by the Orioles. I mean, this is an elite splitter, never really put it together for the Orioles. Blue Jays gave him a really, really big contract, and he just, like, seems like he's been in the league forever now. You know what I mean? He's like, yeah. He's been there forever.
Like he's my age. Talking with Matt Swope. Not my age, I know. Talking with Matt Swope, head coach of the University of Maryland baseball team, getting a little World Series preview. Bichette is back now for Toronto also, right? Like, what does that bring for them?
I don't know, man. You know, baseball is such a repetition sport. It's kind of like golf, right? Like, imagine taking all that time off and, like, yeah, you're hitting on the range, you're hitting balls like you've done it your whole life, but that stimulus and all the pressure and seeing splitters, I mean, those pitches are coming in 3D. They're coming from all different ways, right? And we know how hard golf is when the ball's still. So, I think if they can catch lightning in a bottle, you know, obviously he's one of their leaders and a guy that's had a lot of success. So, you know, hopefully he can come out and give them a spark. And he's one of the best players in the league. So, if they can again find some momentum or a little spark from him, I mean, it's something that can propel them forward for sure.
I forgot Santander is up there too. He's been hurt though, right?
Yeah, he's really struggled this year. He's been hurt on and off, and that's why I said I think they started to form an identity as the year went on, where they were thinking they were going to be more of a power lineup and bop and do all that, but they've really found their niche with more of just kind of grinding at bats out, not necessarily striking out and punching a lot, and it's been really, really good for their lineup overall.
If the Dodgers don't win, will you be shocked?
Yes. I don't know if there's a lot of people picking the Blue Jays, and if they are, I don't think they're putting their money at the podium, that's for sure. I mean, just think about, like, Snell, Yamamoto, Glasnow, Ohtani, and Kershaw's not even in the in the rotation. I mean, just look at, like, and what they've done. I mean, the lowest postseason ERA in the history of the sport right now. So, you know, if they're going to get their starters into the seventh and eighth inning, I mean, they can hide that bullpen a little bit, man. This is going to be really tough.
What, if any, impact? You said baseball is a daily game, right? Yep. The Dodgers haven't played in a week. I think the big break doesn't, because they both teams got whatever that was, 3 or 4 days off now, but could that make an impact?
I mean, for the Dodgers, I would say no, because what these guys are doing, they're doing sim games, they're having pitchers throw, so they're doing games, they're still seeing pitches, they're still getting live at-bats. It's not like they're just taking BP, so they're having people throw and simulate that type of stuff, and man, when you got Betts and you got Otani and you got Freeman and you got all these guys, you know, Teoscar, I mean, they know what they're doing and they've been there. And that's kind of like what we'll see, what's the advantage. And, you know, someone that, like the manager where you got Schneider and all these guys, like I'm interested to see how do they handle the punch, right? Like how do they handle the moment? How do they handle the momentum? And like you said, that crowd on their side is going to be a big thing. But can they continue to play like they have up to this point? Is what I'm going to watch early on in the series for sure.
Well, dude, I'm trying to talk myself into betting on the Blue Jays, but I'm having a pretty tough time here. So,
It's baseball. I mean, it's baseball, right? Isn't that the greatest thing ever? Is like, I mean, the Blue Jays over under to start the year was 80 wins. So that was crazy. The over under to start the years for the Blue Jays. And here I am as a diehard Oriole fan and, you know, coming off last year. I mean, you just never know. And that's what's so great about baseball. And that's why you play the game. So, hey, man, you got to go with your gut a little bit. We all know it's not easy to bet. So you may go with
your
gut.
He just likes to go the other way, Matt. He likes to go the other way sometimes. We're going all the way this time. He might be losing his ass.
Yeah, I mean, I already just said they weren't big bets, but I also had futures on the Phillies and the Brewers, two teams that the Dodgers just smoked. So I should quit. Go ahead. I was just going to say, I know how big of a Burgundy and Gold fan are you. Give us one key for Washington to pull off the upset in KC Monday night.
Got to simplify the communication in the secondary. You know, when I'm continuing to watch this for the, like, nah, oh, I haven't been on today. I'm out on the field right now getting ready for practice. But, I mean, the continued communication in the secondary. Sorry, it's kind of shitty. But just the continuous, like, secondary problems in the communication and talking right before pre-snap, man. It's just like, hey, man, like, let's just simplify this a little bit and, like, get on the same page. And like, we need to start there, I think. I mean, obviously the injuries are devastating, and I don't know what the expectations are now that we all have with that, but really just simplify and kind of control what you can, because it's like, even as a fan, it's maddening to watch, but then when you're breaking down the film with like Suter and talking to him, I mean, he's saying the same things with guys that are really, really smart and playing the game. So let's try to start there for this week.
Live feedback.
Sounds like a coach.
Live feedback, Swope. Yeah. My guy Jaime from Orsman Fairfax Toyota is texting me. He said, your baseball guy is money. He is a champ. So the people like you, Swope.
Okay. Hey, I'm here for you. You want Commanders, you want Wizards, you want, you know, NASA, I mean, whatever you guys need. I'm here for you. You guys
we'll
are my boys, so I appreciate you.
Thank you, dude. Right, we'll talk
take
soon.
Care, brother.
Okay, have a good night.
All right, man. Take care.
That's head coach of the University of Maryland baseball team, Matt Swope. We got the governor of Maryland joining us in just a few minutes. Big old spread this weekend, B, 12.5. Too many points. Let's dive in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Shout out to our guy Huey. Follow him on Twitter at Caps Big Boss Man. Huey trying to get us all set up for
Big Boss Man,
the monumental broadcast.
Big Boss Man.
Starting, remember the wrestler, the Big Boss Man? I remember him. Remember the Honky Tonk Man? Dude dressed like Elvis? That was my era.
They had some names, though.
Yeah, dude.
Back in the day. Ooh.
Sergeant Slaughter. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I think we could do a whole segment just naming old wrestlers. B, 12.5 points this weekend, or I guess Monday night. That just seems too much, doesn't it?
Seems like a lot, especially in an NFL game, you know. But, hey, one thing about the NFL, it's offense friendly.
Sure.
And that's how teams. That's how you can get out of hand rather quickly. And they have three receivers that can roll. So you got to be careful with that one.
Yeah, you really do. You really do. I wanted to mention this. I noticed this. You know? Do you know Bill Barnwell at all? ESPN heavy analytics guy.
I've talked to Bill, I think, once.
Yeah, I think we've actually had him on the show. Yeah. He did, and I think this is a fair way to attack this piece. He said it's really dumb to give out draft grades. It's really dumb to give out free agency grades when it happens because you don't know how it's going to work out. And he wrote this piece because he's like, now we're 7 weeks into the season and you've got to – it's not a small sample size anymore. There's plenty of football left, but the sample is fair. And so he rated all of the NFL teams on their off seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And he said for – Washington, they landed at slightly below expectations, which, hell, they're 3-4. It sounds kind of fair.
Yeah.
I'm reading now. After a fantastic 2024 campaign, this season could be considered a heat check for Commanders general manager Adam Peters. His shot might have clanked off the rim. It has been a tough year for the Commanders, who have seen many of the players they expected to build around in 25 either show age-related decline too quickly or regress in their second season with the team. The Washington O-line hasn't been great, but that generally hasn't been because of Tunsil, who has been above average in pass pro. Connerly, his counterpart on the right side, struggled badly early in the season and might have been a candidate to hit the bench. The first-round pick has allowed 5.5 sacks, which ranks second among NFL right tackles per NFL Next Gen stats. Other veterans haven't lived up to expectations. The secondary as a whole has been a massive disappointment, with second-year Mikey Samers still taking a step backward and Marshawn Lattimore giving up big plays on what seems like a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of players who moved this offseason, though, it has been tough to see the 35-year-old Wagner struggle to keep up in coverage, where he has allowed a 124.7 passer rating in coverage. The future Hall of Famer is still one of the league's soundest tacklers, but offenses have exploited his lack of range. Some of the language might be particularly critical,
mm-hmm.
but I don't necessarily disagree with it. I think Connerly did struggle early. I think he's been
he's gotten better. He's gotten much better. But, I mean, who doesn't expect a rookie to struggle?
Right.
You know, and he, you know, he got his feet wet. Now I think he's gained his feet now, you know. And I think he's been playing a lot better. But if you think guy going to step into this level and just play perfect automatically, it don't happen.
I think injuries aren't an excuse week to week, but over the course of 2 months, which is basically where we're at, the injuries are such a factor. They were so high on Will Harris. Will Harris goes down, what, week three?
Yeah, the injuries destroyed it. The problems they're having.
The DNs.
The problems they're having right now, and I know people are saying about the draft picks, this, that, and the other. Draft picks take time. And I think the injuries have caused more of the issue. Because if Terry and Debo are here and healthy in every game, a lot of guys are not forced to play. And then you see what they lack. You know what I mean? Those guys get to go out there with them and then come along and things happen. So I don't know if you're going to knock it as much as, like, let's see in another year or so. I don't know many people that just hit the ground running in the league their first year. Every once in a while you find a spectacular one out there that gets it done. You know, but not very often.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think right now I think it's fair to say Washington, the overall performance has been below expectations.
Yeah.
And that, to me, would include they talk about complementary football, right? Mm-hmm. Like, all of this kind of adds up. And I think it
hadn't been complimentary football.
Right, and that's you look at the off season for that, you look at the in season for it. So I don't think anybody would argue that things have been below expectations. Quinn, Witt, they all say it week after week. That's not our standard.
Even though it's like the second year of this thing, still, based off of last year, you expected way more this year. You know, and. Like, Neil said it, if they could win 10 games, it'd still be a successful season. They seem to be behind that at this point. They're behind that trajectory to get there.
Yeah, they're behind. And you know what? Monday night's a huge chance to change it.
Yep.
And I feel like nobody thinks that's possible, but there's a reason they play the games, man.
Yep, you play the game.
Play to win the game.
I know that.
All right, when we come back, Maryland Governor Wes Moore will join us to make his weekly NFL picks. I got a full slate for the Gov. Kind of a sneaky game, Cowboys-Broncos.
Sneaky one, yeah.
Yeah.
Where are they playing?
I think it's in Denver. All right. And you got an NFC East matchup, Giants-Eagles. Plenty for the Gov to discuss. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.